The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
It can never recreate that magical moment when it first goes in there.
Yeah, I would agree.
Man, Lynch is fired up on Monday.
He's working it. He doesn't take any time off. Lynch comes in on Monday ready to work. The man loves what he does, and he's good at it.
You know, I hear that echo in the background. I wanted all of Big Al's to hear it. Come on now.
Tell you what, Lynch ought to put together a drop podcast.
Just all the drops?
Yeah, you think we could do a show with just drops?
We probably could, but it would take a lot of planning, and you and I aren't going to do that.
That's why I said Lynch.
Lynch, that's an important distinction. Lynch, get on that. You're not going to get any money.
I think he could do it.
Earning for it, but you should do it. Well, in between your nine other jobs,
he may not get money for it, but I'll tell you what,
the notoriety, the honor.
If that dude, okay, so this station has been around a long time,
yes,
and there have been a lot of personalities, great personalities, that have graced these airwaves,
from Colin Cowherd to Alex Crawford.
That's right. But if Mike were to put together maybe even just a segment.
The drop podcast?
Of something that made sense, but it was just our drops.
Yeah.
He would be 1080 the Fan legend.
Yes. It would be one
Mike
of the,
Lynch.
It would be one of the great accomplishments. I don't know if that's saying much, but it would be one of the great accomplishments in this station's rich, illustrious history.
He could do it.
Yes, he could.
He could do it, too.
I'll tell you what. We've had a lot of people that have worked on this show. No one has worked the drop board the way Mike Lynch does.
Very good.
Some work in clay. Some work in, you know, in oils. Some work in watercolors. Mike works in fart sounders and drops. And the man is he's very talented. He's our Banksy is what he is.
That's right. And you just heard some of his works.
Yes. And it's
they'll come out of nowhere, too.
And every now and then, like, you'll just be listening, and, like, they're all good, but every now and then you get one particular, and you're like, you know what?
That was great.
Bravo.
That was great.
Really brought your A game today. Strong effort.
One day there will be a ranking of Mike Lynch's Club 1080 Open drop montages.
Yes. Now, before we get into the...
And it will be on internet.
The interwebs? I've heard something about that. I think there's a future in that.
By the way, this place is popping.
Yeah, the mixer.
How about this?
The mixer's happening.
See, you
here.
Could pop some people and everything.
And I want to ask you this, because you being a seasoned bar veteran.
Yes.
I wonder if you can appreciate this. Now I'm here with a lovely beverage here before me.
Yeah, what is that?
Jameson and ginger ale.
Uh huh. Okay.
So, do you ever question the price of your drink?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Very rarely do I ever. You just go up, you order your drink or drinks if you're buying for other people. You get your drinks, they tell you what it is. Great, here you go. Couple bucks tip.
Oh, do you mean question like out loud or just in my head?
Well, I guess maybe a little bit of both.
I usually will. I will almost never gripe.
Exactly.
I will in my head go, God, $12.50?
Yes. Yeah. You never gripe though, right?
Yeah, but
But I'm saying
I just won't buy another one.
I'm saying where you question whether or not it's accurate, because I told you, I had one of these. It happened to me again last night. This is twice now in about a month that this has occurred to me, and I'm starting to wonder how many times you've been screwed over and you don't think about it. Because I never question the price of a drink. Same thing as you. In my head, I may be like, holy hell, airport bars are the worst, or hotel bars. You're like, criminy sakes. Like, it's, yeah, you said like $12, $13. You're like, holy hell. But you never question it.
There's just no margin for markup there. It's already marked up.
Yes.
Beyond belief. Yeah. So the bartender can't screw you.
No, you just pay for it and you move on. But I told you I was at a bar a while back, and I ordered a drink, and I paid for it. And I was like, wow, that's a bit much. But whatever, you pay for it. And then I had to pick it up from a different bartender, and he tried to charge me for it again. And his was $4 higher than what I had already paid. And I was like, all right, this.
You know, you're on to something. Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you this.
By the way, Dig a Pony, I'm looking right at you.
So I am.
That's where this went down.
I'm now 43 years of age.
Yeah. But
Thank you.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
The applause. Thank
you. Yes.
Please. When I was, 21 to, say, 31, I worked in the bar industry.
Yeah.
And the way to steal at that time was you would say, okay, you wouldn't fake a price. What bartenders would do, and I would never do this.
Never. You're a man of integrity.
But this was industry
standard, or
industry standard for the weasels.
Yes.
It was, okay, if you had four drinks and they cost $20, I would ring up two, put 10 in the register, and keep 10 for myself.
Aha.
Right?
Yeah.
What I am thinking, and I don't know this because I am out of that industry and now into this godforsaken industry.
Poor but choice on your
clearly
part there.
Should have stayed bartending the whole time. But I've been out of the loop. So now I'm guessing the systems, the computerized systems in bars and restaurants
stop
are much better. They
stop
that from happening. You can't do that. Not only that, they have cameras on you.
I think the overcharge is the way to go now.
So what I'm getting at is perhaps the new way that schmuck bartenders make more money is overcharge you when you won't even know.
Yeah.
And then what they can do is they can come back. Like if they say $20 and you say, well, wait, I looked at your menu. This is $17.
Yeah.
He can say, oh, I'm so sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
I miscalculated.
And that's what happened. I was at that bar like a month ago. And I don't know about you. I don't look at, like, I used to walk into a place. I didn't look at a menu. I just ordered, I think I ordered a whiskey sour. And, you know,
you could be honest on something. This could be the new way that bartenders are ripping people off.
Yeah, and he dropped it. It was $9.50.
Because they got to make more money somehow.
Yeah, it was $9.50, and I was like, all right, whatever, $9.50. I was like, a little high, but whatever. And then the other guy hit me with $13. And I was like, well, no, I've already paid, and it was $9.50. It wasn't $13. And that's when the guy was like, oh, I didn't know you had paid already. He glossed over the fact that he's charging me $13 when it was $9.50.
Right.
So last night it happened. Last night this happened.
Where was this?
Call him out. I was at a concert venue.
Okay.
So I went.
That was Blues Travel.
Blues Travel. So I was at a concert venue. Okay. So I was there, and we were with a group of people, me and my brother, and we were with a couple of different people. We were some friends. And so I said, "Has anybody want a drink?" Two people said yes. So I went up and I ordered. One guy said, "Just give me whatever you're getting." So again, this one made me think of it. I got a Jameson and ginger ale. So I got two of those, and I got like a, someone else wanted a vodka Red Bull or whatever. So I got it, and it was 20, I think it was like $26 for the three drinks. No big deal. Signed it, whatever. So
you're rich.
Yeah. So I, you know, you hand out the drinks to everyone. Everyone having a good time. Well, a couple minutes go by. You need another round, right? So I said, okay, wait, what does everyone want? Well, this time someone had been like, oh, no big deal, I don't want one. So now there was only two drinks. So same vodka Red Bull, one Jameson ginger ale. So I went up there, $21.
Interesting.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. In my head, how is that possible? I didn't order a different drink. I've just taken.
Same bartender?
Same bartender. No, I guess not. It was
different bartender.
Different bartender, same bar. Different area.
Well,
of the bar.
I feel like, okay, so my first thought with the three drinks was that you were just undercharged. Because I know where you were.
Yeah.
And that ain't cheap.
No.
So you might have been undercharged by the first person.
Why would they undercharge?
Well, they're not on purpose. They just effed up.
Huh. Because I sat there and said, I didn't say anything, but as I was, you know, and this is the thing, like, I never want to be that guy that questions. Like, you're just saying.
Yeah, don't say anything.
You don't say anything.
And that's where they got you.
But in my head, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Something's not adding up here. Two drinks cost this many. Three cost that. There's not a.
Well, they just know that people don't want to be that guy.
Yes.
Nobody wants to be that guy. You shouldn't be that guy.
And I didn't. But I think I'm onto something here. I'm paying more attention. I think this is the new industry standard.
Yeah, that's something to keep an eye on.
Because I think they can charge, as long as there's within reason, like no one can charge $16, you'll be like, whoa, what the hell?
You know what the thing is, though?
Because I saw this happen to you at a Blazer game a number of years ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, but I called him out on
it. You did call him out.
Now, here's the thing. I think that this is interesting because I feel like if you ask for a receipt, and a lot of people do, because it's a write-off or whatever.
Sure.
If you ask for a receipt, they're screwed. So that's ballsy to do. But since those things are no longer – you're not going to be able to write those off anymore, I think is the whole new thing. I don't know. But it sounds to me like that stuff is going away. Like you can't – you can no longer – like nobody's going to be asking for receipts anymore because
you can't write
that stuff off. Now, you can get reimbursed. Like if you're at a hotel – see, hotel bars I think are different. Because hotel bars, you got a lot of people traveling, and they are expensing their stuff, and that means that they're going to need receipts. So you can't lie to them.
But once they find out you're like when you have your money out and you're paying in cash, like a bartender's like, all right, he's paying in cash, I'm going to inflate this by a couple bucks, put that in my pocket. I just know that's happened to me twice now in a month, and I saw it happen to you back in the day, and it's kind of piqued my interest here.
Well, let's keep an eye out. Let's do a study.
And I think there is an element where they count on you not saying anything. And I do think that there is an element if you don't want to be the guy at the bar that's questioning like a $3 or $4 charge.
Well, yeah, that's where they know they can get over is that most people aren't going to do that.
No.
Like they're just like whatever.
Yeah. You're already out drinking. You're like, whatever. Here's three. You know, it's $3 or $4 extra.
But at the same time, I will say bartenders can be shady people.
Yes.
And this, what you're onto here, is not something to be taken lightly. I think what needs to happen is a collective show. listeners.
We need to put out the vibe and have people do the legwork.
We're all drinkers.
Yes.
I mean, let's just be honest. We all like to drink. Let's keep our eyes out for this phenomenon, and please let us know on the Better You Today text line at 55305 if you see this. And if you see this happening, don't call out your local bartender. Don't call them out.
We don't need to cause a scene.
Give them an extra $5. They deserve it. Just saying, if this is a thing, we'll get to the bottom of it.
This guy says you're going to the wrong bars. It happens, but come to my bar and it won't happen. So now
Okay, now, he makes a good point. He's so right about that. If you go to, this is why it's important, okay.
We're going to have to break.
This
is
a whole
nother. This when we come back.
This is a whole nother thing.
I've opened a can of worms.
No, here's a quick thing. You know how you need a car guy in your life.
Yeah.
You need that guy.
Yeah.
A guy you need to befriend a car guy because car guys in the shop can screw you over and you have no clue.
No.
You need a car guy.
When you go in there and you, hey, this is what's wrong with your car, this is a fair price,
And whatever you have to offer, you offer back to the car guy, and he needs a radio guy, or maybe you're a ticket guy to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So he does the trade-off, right? You need an attorney. You need a what else?
Construction guy.
You need a builder.
You need a builder.
These are your Rolodex has to have friends that can bypass certain things for you so you can get what you need, right?
Yeah.
But it's all scratching each other's backs, right? This is how guys.
This is how society works.
That's exactly right. I will tell you that getting to know your bartender and going back and like you need to know your bartender.
Yeah.
And that guy is exactly right. If you keep going, if you go to good bars and places where you get to know the bartender, there is no way those dudes are going to do that to you.
Exactly.
They are going to hook you up because they know if they hook you up, and I don't mean like, they're not like ripping off the company.
But a strong pour occasionally.
If you want one. See, I'm controversial. I don't like a strong pour.
Yeah,
I like a good cocktail. Make it right. I don't need extra booze in it. Although I do know where to go to get that. And every once in a while you're in that kind of mood. And if you were to go to the old barn, I mean, if you were to go on, am I wrong? Jerry, on 99W, that place is wonderful. But anyway, what I'm saying is get to know your bartender. And he's right, that if you go to good places with good bartenders, they're not trying to rip you off. They make good money anyway. They're good at what they do, and they'll take good care of you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We're getting some interesting feedback on this. And people like former bartenders saying that, yeah, this is a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I can see it.
That people do.
Yeah.
Once you find out you're paying in cash.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but they see that you haven't looked at a menu.
Yeah.
$50.
They don't care. And you're like, whatever.
You have a suit on. $50. All right. Text in 55305. It is 620. We'll be right back. Club 1080 on the Fan.
Mark on your weight loss journey now at betterutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, 625. It's the club. We're talking about bartending.
Got us off on a whole thing there, but, you know, it was relevant. It happened to me last night. I had a thought that I took it to the people, and now the experiment begins. We'll see what happens.
I'll tell you what, though, man. This town. What's up, Stud? There's not only great restaurants and great chefs here. There are great bartenders here. I mean, there's a lot of good bars and a lot of guys and gals who really know what they're doing behind a bar. And you won't, like, you go to the right spots, you're not going to see any of this fluff.
No.
That's stuff that happens at places
where. This is
Bush
League amateur
hour.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Or you just get some schmucks.
Yeah.
They'll get weeded out.
Yeah.
They'll get fired.
When someone said they were an Uber driver in that bar I was talking about, they're like, yeah, you're not the person that gets picked up at that bar. No, I'm not. That was one of those, someone was like, hey, we're having some drinks. You want to come meet us? I'd never been there before. Won't be back. That place
right.
is terrible.
Yeah, right.
No offense to that place, but your bar sucks. And I knew that when I walked in.
Tell you
in.
What, man.
And I'll tell you what. You get something like that that happens, you're not going back.
Of course
like,
not.
It sours you on the whole. You're like, yeah.
This, and that's why those
like,
people.
This is amateur hour.
That's why they're short-sighted.
Yeah.
Because you, if you're a good bartender, you can build a really good following. And it really doesn't even matter where you are. If you're good, people want that.
Yeah, and look, if I go into a place.
So you're shortchanging yourself and your future earnings by trying to rip one guy off for $5.
Exactly, and here's
right?
the thing. Like, you go in, like, you. I went in that night.
How about bring him back for 25 more bucks because he likes you and he wants to come back and get a drink from you next week?
Exactly, or if you just had given me the beverage at the right price, I probably would have ended up ordering four more of those. Where I ordered that one that night, and I was like, yeah, I'm not ordering another one. First off, the cocktail sucked. And second,
shocking.
Yeah, it was freaking terrible. It was the worst I've ever had. And then the second, I'm not going to go back and order another crappy cocktail and deal with the price roulette wheel. Thanks, but no thanks. I had one drink, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not. They're like, you want another one? I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with this.
There's such an art to being a good bartender. There really is. There's a lot of good ones in this town. But that, someone doing that to you, that is not good bartending, sir.
Yeah, it's no good.
So, let's keep our eye out collectively as a people, and we'll see if that's something that is common and happening around these parts. I don't much think it is if you're going to the right place.
No, but I am hearing from both patrons and some bartenders on the Better You Today text line
that says that this
has happened. Mm.
All right. Can we talk about underrated hots?
Sure. That's right up our alley.
You know, it really is, because did you see the Juliette Lewis video?
No.
Now, you know Juliette Lewis?
I'm familiar with her work. Natural Born Killers and the like.
That's right.
And a bunch of stuff.
A Hint of Crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. A Hint of Crazy. Yeah, I think there's a lot of crazy.
Several Hints of Crazy.
Several Hints of Crazy.
I love
Cape
her.
Cape Fear is another one.
Yes.
She's been a bunch of stuff.
I love her.
She's a musician, too. She's got her own rock band.
Sure. Love her.
You're a big fan, huh?
I love her.
By the way, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's right.
She was Audrey.
Audrey. Big fan. Always been a big fan.
Understand.
Only because.
Everyone's got that one that maybe isn't necessarily traditional.
Right.
Like what?
That's
someone,
a good way to
someone
it.
Would think is traditionally hot, but
yeah.
for you,
oh my god,
you love them.
Love them.
Yes.
Like irrationally love
Absolutely.
Juliette Lewis. Well, Juliette Lewis had a video, viral video recently, where she's, I don't know what she's doing. She's in a car. It's like 20 seconds long, and she's basically just griping about the world, like everybody else, you know?
Okay.
Or the country or something. I don't.
Sure.
know. I don't.
Oh, I see it right here.
Lord knows what she's talking about. I don't know.
Is this where she says that Satan's controlling the universe?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Who knows what? She's probably all whacked out.
Oh, yeah. I'm
drugs.
Seeing it right here.
Yeah, so who cares? Whatever. still hot to me.
Well, and you know what they say about the crazies.
What?
They're good at baking, right?
You'll
probably go home and she'll bake you like some cupcakes and
good
you'll
cookies.
Have a nice quiet evening with nothing weird or strange happening
good
at all.
Cookies. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, she has some great...
Yes, she does. Photos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, Juliette Lewis is super hot. And dated Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And I'm guessing Brad Pitt didn't date her because of, her domestic, if you will, abilities.
Anyway, do you have one like that?
I've got all kinds.
A lot of people would be like, what? Juliette Lewis?
Yeah.
You know, she's off a rocker, and why do you think... No, love her.
Yeah.
Top five.
Yeah, easily. My celebrity crushes are quite varied, and there's really no rhyme or reason to them. But my probably number one ultimate one, and I don't know why this is, but I like the chubby Dixie chick, who's not even that chubby anymore.
What's her name?
Natalie Maines.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
Are they still a thing?
Yeah, they're still a thing. I don't know what her deal is, but in no way is she attractive. And yet,
she's attractive. Don't be a jerk.
I don't know what her deal is, but I love her and have for the longest time.
She looks like Jeff Sessions.
I don't know what to make of it.
What is your deal?
It's the you asked, do I have a strange one? Yes. I have no idea what it is.
That's Jeff Sessions.
It's the weirdest thing. Yeah, there's some really bad looks, and there's some others that aren't that bad. But here's the thing. She never looks great, ever, and yet I love her. And I don't know what it is.
Fascinating.
I know.
Yeah, she's got short hair now.
I know. There's some photos where you're just
she's cute, though.
There's some photos where you're like, whoa, what's happening here? But then there's others I'm like, yes. And now I know why I love you. I also really like Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, I like her, too.
Yeah.
How about...
I like what she's got going on.
You know Rashida Jones?
Absolutely.
Quincy Jones' daughter?
Yeah, from, like, Parks and Rec.
Or Parks and Rec in The Office, right?
Yes.
Hot.
Yeah. Emily Blunt is another one for me. She's playing the new Mary Poppins. Oh, love me some Emily Blunt.
Now you're just getting into hots.
I didn't know if she was necessarily considered just, like, hot. I don't know if Emily Blunt's a sex symbol, but I love me some Emily Blunt.
All right, we got a break. Let's get back on track here, shall we?
Was that just random? You just wanted to bring up Juliette Lewis?
Well, I saw the viral video.
Oh.
And I wanted to tell you that even though she is off her rocker.
Yes.
And always has been. Great actress, by the way.
Yeah.
Very good at what she does. She is insane.
And that may be
love her.
And that may be my thing with Natalie Maines. She's a really good musician. And I think when you've got some talent, it kind of makes
So Sheryl Crow does nothing for you?
Nah, I like this. See, Sheryl Crow's kind of insane, too. It's like that whole one wipe square sort of thing.
Should we get on to wombat poop news?
Yeah, I do have hot wombat poop news. And by the way, this is legitimate scientific news. You know the wombat does something that no other animal in the world does, and we still don't understand why until recently.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Just now we've discovered this.
All right, we'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
Work on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
We're getting a lot of blowback now on the your non-hot like celebrity crush.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the whole point of.
Oh, it's not really non-hot.
Well, just like unique, if you will. But this is my point.
Underrated.
This is my thing. Like, someone's texting in Carrie Underwood. That doesn't count. Carrie Underwood is hot. Like, you've got 1,000. Like,
you guys
hot.
Need to be better than that.
That's my whole point. Is you have to come up with someone that a lot of people would be like, what? But for whatever reason, for you. You find something attractive about them.
Yes.
You can't just be like, I find Carrie Underwood hot. Well, no S. Everyone finds Carrie Underwood hot. Carrie Underwood's smoking hot.
Don't waste our time.
Yes.
Jerks.
That's the whole point. It's like someone said Rachel Ray. See, that's a good one.
Ooh, Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray isn't traditionally hot, but, you know, maybe you like her show. Got the whole baked cookie thing is going on. Someone said, hey, Rachel Ray can bake me some cookies. Yes. Now you're thinking outside of the box. You can't just throw out, like, random, like, models. Ah, Kate Upton. Well, yeah, there's a shocker for
what
you.
What about my other one, RuPaul?
You like you some RuPaul, do you? She's all done up.
Now, what about Gaga? Does that...
Love Lady Gaga.
Now, have you seen her lately? She's had a lot of plastic surgery. She looks completely different.
Really?
Completely different.
Oh, I see. I hope not. I saw her, like, it was, she was in A Star Was Born.
Yeah.
And she's
no,
like,
she's even had...
No makeup, like, all stripped down. I love Lady Gaga. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of a sucker for the musician. You find a gal that's a talented musician, it's like the hot golfer for you.
You just look so much... You look so much deeper than just looks.
There's something
You're
about
such a deep man.
No, I'm about as shallow as they come. But there is something great about someone that has a talent that you value. We've talked about this. Like, if you have a lady that can play golf, she's instantly elevated in your book by at least 2 points.
Sure.
That's me with, like, musicians. But I think Lady Gaga is fantastic. She, I have a total crush on what Gaga's bringing. Whether she's all done up or stripped down, like, no makeup. I just like what she's bringing to the table.
How about Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Love Elaine. Love Elaine. See, and she's one that...
Oregon ties.
I
saw her at a Blazer game once.
She looked good?
Yeah, she was great.
See, I don't think she gets the credit because she's never played the sexy gal.
Right, I was going to say funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Exactly.
Where they're funny, and so that... I don't know how sexy that is.
Well, and they don't play up the... Like, you never see, like, Julia Louis in any of her roles... She's never, like, all done up with everything kind of hanging out. Like, if you watch Tina Fey, like, and she was in that movie, she was in a movie with Tina Fey where they played, like, sisters, and she was kind of sexed up, like, in a tight dress and everything. She looked good. She brought the heat.
You know who, like, the one really funny gal that to me was hot, and I think she's just hot anyway, but it's Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
From Saturday Night Live.
See, and that may be one where people are
super
like,
hot.
What?
Super hot.
But yeah, she's fantastic.
But I think if you just Google image her, she's just hot anyway.
Well, here's one like that I'm... Do you think Anna Kendrick?
I'm going to have to Google her.
Love Anna Kendrick.
Let's
Again,
Google.
Maybe not traditionally.
Oh. Yeah.
Like model hot.
Okay.
But love.
Okay. All right, okay.
Love me some Anna Kendrick.
She's cute.
Yeah. She's got a girl next door kind of thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
There's Q. Q in the house.
He's ready to round table.
What about Sarah Silverman?
Nah, see, that's...
Right out.
I got nothing.
A couple people with Sarah Silverman.
But I can see that. Yeah, but it's... Again, this is the whole point of it, is it's individual taste. Mm. But yeah, she doesn't do anything.
All right, well, we've blown another segment.
Son of a gun.
We didn't get to Wombat Poop News.
No. I'm telling you, the wombat poop, it's the most unique poop in the world. Man, animal, the most unique poop.
Well, we'll have to get to it tomorrow. I want to get your brother in here because the Mariners made a trade today, and he's probably pissed off about it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Don't you think?
He's been somewhat measured.
We'll see. We'll check in with John next. The Mariners did, if you're just tuning in, Mariners traded James Paxton. So yeah. We'll see what John will say about that, and to the Yankees, no less. So we'll see what John
says
about that.
That probably isn't going to sit well.
Coming up next. All right, this is The Club on the Fan.
Maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
Okay, we are out here at Big Al's in Beaverton. It's our Civil War mixer. Coming up after us is Ducks Insider with Anthony Newman. Ducks Roundtable.
They're roundtabling. Get it right.
We have so many duck shows.
Yes.
Insider Roundtable will be after that.
There you go. Well, we've got the roundtable. There's the Insider. There's the Crystal Ball show. But today, the roundtable happens.
So the roundtable of ducks is coming up next.
Even though it's a rectangle.
Live on site.
Even though it's a rectangle and there's only two of them.
Followed by Ducks Insider. I think. Here's John. Look, the Mariners traded James Paxton, and that is a big deal. How does John feel about this? Go.
Well, before we talk about this, I would like to again renew my yearly objection to this station's lack of Apple Cup acknowledgement and coverage.
It's a fair point.
It is, because this game, for the last 3 years, the Apple Cup has meant something and the Civil War has not.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
Exactly. And once again, we have Isaac and Suk on location. Woo, whoop-de-doo, Civil War. Woo, who cares? Nobody's watching that stupid game. Both those teams suck. Go Cougs.
He's right.
If you don't have a dog in the fight, you should be rooting for Washington State. That's one of the best stories in college football.
Where? When is the Apple Cup mixer? The man's onto something.
There needs to be
one.
Point.
Yeah. But
maybe
at the
I'll
same
have,
time,
maybe I'll just have you two over to my house for some Martinelli sparkling cider and cheese and crackers. We can have our own apple cup mixer.
I'll tell you right now, Martinelli's isn't getting Rop across the border, John.
Not at all.
No, you're going to need some Blanton's or something.
I'll see what I can. I have a bottle of Courvoisier in the man room signed by Tim Meadows. I could break that open.
And you have a bottle of Cockspur rum as well.
Yeah, I do. I have some collectible alcohol in the man room, Rop. You're welcome to that.
You have not thrown out anything that entices me yet.
I have a bottle of vodka signed by Dan Aykroyd. Does that do it?
I don't care who signs it. Is it good?
Yeah, it actually is.
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know.
Dan Aykroyd
I don't
has
drink.
His own vodka.
Okay. Never heard of it. Hey, come on. Cut to the chase here. James Paxton just got traded to the Yankees, and you're talking about Dan Aykroyd vodka? Speaking of who
it's
cares.
Because I don't care. I hate the Mariners, and I hate baseball. And I
just
don't
demoralized.
Care who you went
okay.
to.
Is this officially yeah. broken you?
I think this is going to be a tough season for me. I'm gonna bounce between anger and hate and not caring, and it's going to be a long year. I don't care that he went to the Yankees. A lot of people are upset about that. I don't care where he went. I just was focused on the return, and I agree with you. I heard you guys talking earlier, and a lot of the baseball pundits, it seems light to me. I hope Justice Sheffield is the real deal. I hope he becomes a legitimate starter. But it just seems like a light return for me, and that bothers me a little bit.
Well, because you would think that of your pieces, he may be the most valuable one, and if that's what you're getting in return, this might be one of those garage sales where people show up and there's not a whole lot to buy.
Well, he's unless you're going to trade Diaz, and it doesn't – I don't know that the Mariners want to, but unless you're going to trade Diaz, Paxton was the best trade chip. And, you know, you got three players. But I was telling Mike, the funny thing is, you know, you Yankees number one prospect, yes, but that other guy's 22, and then the third guy's unranked. But in the Mariner system, they've already ranked them as Sheffield's their number one prospect. The guy that was 22 in the Yankee system is already our seventh best prospect, and the unranked guy that we got is our 21st best prospect. So it shows you the difference in talent levels in the systems.
Yeah, I'm just worried about you, John. I'm worried about your health because they had a good year last year and it about killed you. I'm afraid of what this season is going to do. So I feel like maybe you should pick a backup team just in case.
I don't know that I'm ready to do that, but it's going to be a tough year. But I'm trying to prepare mentally for it. So by the time pitchers and catchers report, I'll be sufficiently salty. I don't know that there'll be any hope. This off season, but you know we'll see. The one thing, and Rob said this earlier, DePoto's not done. I mean, this isn't the end of this. You trade Paxton. This is probably a full blown strip it down to the studs thing. So just about anybody's going to go, and he'll probably make a bunch of more trades. You know, we'll see what happens on the backside of that, I guess.
If there's a sports god, he will allow Washington State to win the Apple Cup.
And there is a sports god.
You need this.
That exists.
I feel like John needs a win. It's been a long time since you've had a win.
I do. I need this one. The Cougs are better than Washington this year. It's at home. And like you said, if you don't have a dog in the fight, and you really shouldn't root for the Huskies for any reason. They're awful, awful people. You should root for the Cougs. So I agree, Rob. There is a sports god. I believe in that. And I would like to think that he will be in Pullman on Saturday, and we'll get this Apple Cup win.
And I think your new team that you pick in baseball to hedge your bet should be the Yankees.
So I did enjoy, you know, the big maple, Paxton, and in Seattle they had the Maple Grove. That was his little cheering section. So somebody on Twitter today said, with Justice Sheffield, we could at least have the Justice League out in center field. And I kind of thought that was kind of cool.
Okay. All right. That's cute.
Yeah, I can see that.
Little victories.
Yeah.
You got to find little things here and there.
Baby steps, Rop and Sue. Baby steps.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so sorry for you. I mean.
Hey, you went through it, Rop. How long was your – you went through 30 years, right?
Yeah, 30 years, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm on 18.
But we won a title.
Well, I know, but look, someday, right? I mean, someday, I hope. Just not next year.
if there's anything you can learn from that Royals run is that it can come out of nowhere, man. And I tell you, the one thing that they did that you didn't know it at the time was they traded guys like James Paxton. I mean, we never had a James Paxton, but you know what I mean. Like, they rebuilt the farm system, yeah, just like you are starting to do now, and that can pop, and that can pop fast. You never know. Bro.
Yeah, well, and that's what I told Mike. It's not like these guys aren't good players. They're good players. It just Yankees have a lot of them, and hopefully right. DePoto got the right three guys. We'll wait and see.
All right. God bless you.
All right.
I don't mean that.
Cool.
Sports God bless you.
Sports God.
All right. Take care. That's John. Not too bad.
No, you know.
It hasn't sunk in yet.
No, we did get the I hate baseball and at the beginning, but, you know.
He seems okay. It will take time.
Until the Cougs lose by 30 in the Apple Cup, and then.
Wait till they trade Cano for some no-name journeyman. That's when he'll get pissed.
Just a nobody. They'll trade him back to the Yankees.
All right, so we're going to mingle a little bit because, after all, it is a mixer.
Yes, we have to mix.
So we're at Big Al's in Beaverton. Want to thank them. Want to thank Coors Light. Want to thank the Oregon Food Bank for being out here and all the listeners that came out. We're just having a good time. We're just drinking some beers. It's Thanksgiving week. We're kicking off the week right. Civil War is on Friday. So we're back in studio tomorrow. Coming up next, Anthony Newman and Dirt Johnson with Ducks Roundtable. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Weep, weep, weep.
Don't bro me, please.
So simple, it just might work.
Bro.
Brother.
Mac and cheese.